This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
A little while ago, Ando asked if any of us, either in the studio or out there listening at home, have participated in some wacky team building exercises with our workplaces. So we just got talking amongst ourselves. I think I'm fortunate that I work in quite a casual workplace without a lot of employees, so we've never really participated in a lot of workplace bonding because by virtue of being such a small team, we're already quite close. But I do remember a couple of years ago an attempt at workplace bonding. Just a quick sidebar here, Lauren and I did used to work with each other, so maybe she was working there at the same time. We watched that film The Big Short, which was about the global financial crisis or something like that.
I remember this.
And I had absolutely no idea what was going on in the movie, and the person who chose the movie really loved it, but I was so confused that I was quite annoyingly just like not into it, talking, asking questions, and I think that that was the last team building attempt that we made.
The team building thing was to watch a movie. This fries my brain, right? Well, I used to work somewhere where this one person in particular, she would pick the activities, and it was always to go see a show. And my colleagues would fly in from all around the country. So you haven't seen them for a few months. So you actually wanted to catch up with them, not stare front on, silent for 3 hours watching it. But this woman got to see all the shows she wanted to see. Now, earlier on, I did bring up the topic of Nipple Sumo. Nipple Sumo is taking Japan by storm as a way of bonding in organisations. And I got to admit that, you know, when I asked the question of what's the weirdest team building activity you've ever had to participate in, I didn't give you all the information. I used to work in human resources and be the guy that used to run these team building activities.
Did you run Nipple Sumo?
No, not in Australia. I valued my job at the time. I don't know that I'd still have it if that was the case. Can you imagine? How would you instruct that? Right, everyone, what I'll get you to do is find a partner in the room, pair up someone you're comfortable working with. Can you imagine? No way.
What were some of the activities that you organised?
One of the first questions, when a manager would come to me and say, hey, Ando, I want to do some team building with my team, I'd ask the question, how often do you eat together? Because, and often they'll say, what do you mean? They'll pull a face just like Greta did. And the thing with, you know, getting to know each other in work or out of work, social eatings have been a thing for many centuries, of sitting around at a table, sharing some good food and maybe a glass of wine or two and having a conversation. So that's really my favourite starting point to get any group of people to get to know each other.
Well, I can certainly attest that's how one of my workplaces we've bonded was definitely through food. And so I guess keeping with the Japanese theme, we all went out with the teppanyaki, which is, because it's where the chefs make the food in front of you and then they're sort of like dishing it out. Like if you imagine dollars, but it's usually like sushi or egg or something else. And I'm doing the gestures in the studio as well, just so that we're all really having that embodied learning experience of like, I am there, Lauren, know what's going on. And I was the youngest employee in my team at the time. And so it's sort of that little bit like, oh, how am I going to be like talking to my colleagues? Because it's sort of through that medium of food that you can just sort of like, come and say, oh, how good is this? This is super tasty. And so far I was enjoying it. And then the chef started paying a little bit too much attention to me and then was just like giving me extras or like kind of getting the chopsticks and then sort of like getting me to eat it from.
He was feeding you?
He was.
No.
I know.
Just and you, then none of the
boss,
others?
No. Like my boss was just kind of like laughing, but then it was just weird. And then afterwards the chef was like, oh, well, you know, we've only got a couple of dishes to go. What are you doing afterwards? I'm like, well, I'm going to go back to work. This is my work team. Please don't flirt with me. We're in my workplace. This is weird. So,
did you get a nickname out of it?
Oh.
Because that's the sort of thing workplace now that we'd call you teppanyaki or something. Teppanyaki. I don't know.
I could go with that. To be fair, I've actually never got a nickname, so I'll go with that.
All right, teppanyaki.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.